Test 7. Now, open your question paper and look at part 1. Part 1. You'll hear people talking in 8 different situations. For questions 1 to 8, choose the best answer, A, B or C. Situation 1. You hear a man and a woman talking about his hobby.
When's the exhibition, Rick?
Never. Don't tease me, Danielle. There won't be an exhibition and you know it. I do it for me because I enjoy it.
Actually, Rick, I really believe that you should think about exhibiting your works very seriously. Only the other day I was at an art exhibition and half the art there wasn't half as good as yours. I don't understand why you're so negative about it. I mean, what have you got to lose?
I don't know. I just never thought of my work as great art, that's all.
When's the exhibition, Rick?
Never. Don't tease me, Danielle. There won't be an exhibition and you know it. I do it for me because I enjoy it.
Actually, Rick, I really believe that you should think about exhibiting your works very seriously. Only the other day I was at an art exhibition and half the art there wasn't half as good as yours. I don't understand why you're so negative about it. I mean, what have you got to lose?
I don't know. I just never thought of my work as great art, that's all. Situation 2. You will hear an announcement on the radio.
What present do you buy a man who has everything on Valentine's Day? Well, if your man is interested in the protection of the environment, we here at Seal and Walrus Trust may have the answer you seek. For a mere £50, you can adopt a seal or walrus on behalf of your loved one and name the animal after him. He will then receive a photograph of your adopted friend and have the chance to visit it and watch it swim in its summer habitat off the coast of Scotland. What present do you buy a man who has everything on Valentine's Day? Well, if your man is interested in the protection of the environment, we here at Seal and Walrus Trust may have the answer you seek. For a mere £50, you can adopt a seal or walrus on behalf of your loved one and name the animal after him. He will then receive a photograph of your adopted friend and have the chance to visit it and watch it swim in its summer habitat off the coast of Scotland.
Situation 3. You will hear part of an interview with a student. You've certainly done well in all your exams, Sarah. Now that university life is behind you, what do you intend to do?
Good question. I've been wondering the same thing, and the fact that Nick's asked me to marry him has complicated things further for me. You see, he wants to have a family straight away, which means bye-bye career. I had set my heart on entering politics or working in underdeveloped countries, but I can't combine that with marriage.
Of course you can, Sarah.
No, it wouldn't be fair on my children. No, I'll have to have a serious discussion with Nick, and to be honest, I'm not sure politics suits me.
You've certainly done well in all your exams, Sarah. Now that university life is behind you, What do you intend to do?
Good question. I've been wondering the same thing, and the fact that Nick's asked me to marry him has complicated things further for me. You see, he wants to have a family straight away, which means bye-bye career. I had set my heart on entering politics or working in underdeveloped countries, but I can't combine that with marriage.
Of course you can, Sarah.
No, it wouldn't be fair on my children. No, I'll have to have a serious discussion with Nick, and to be honest, I'm not sure politics suits me.
Situation 4. You will hear a report on a rugby match. There was a dramatic climax to the competition in the final match between England and Wales at Twickenham. After a dull and uneventful game, hampered by heavy rain, the score was 6-6 with just a few seconds to play. But then a Welshman dropped the ball. The England winger, John Porter, picked it up and raced down the pitch with it, avoiding a last-ditch tackle by Welsh fullback Gareth Jones and scoring a try in the corner to win the game. There was a dramatic climax to the competition in the final match between England and Wales at Twickenham. After a dull and uneventful game, hampered by heavy rain, the score was 6-6 with just a few seconds to play. But then a Welshman dropped the ball. The England winger, John Porter, picked it up and raced down the pitch with it, avoiding a last-ditch tackle by Welsh fullback Gareth Jones and scoring a try in the corner to win the game. Situation 5. You will hear a doctor talking to a man in the emergency ward. How is he, doctor?
Not too bad. The x-ray is clear. No sign of a fracture. He'll have that nasty lump for a while, though, and certainly a black eye. But what matters is that there's no permanent damage. And you can take him home, but he mustn't fall asleep in the next 3 hours. After that, let him sleep, but make sure you wake him up every couple of hours. Speak to him, and if he responds to you, everything's fine. If you can't wake him up, or he vomits again, or has a nosebleed, bring him back here straight away.
How is he, doctor?
Not too bad. The x-ray is clear. No sign of a fracture. He'll have that nasty lump for a while, though, and certainly a black eye. But what matters is that there's no permanent damage. And you can take him home, but he mustn't fall asleep in the next 3 hours. After that, let him sleep, but make sure you wake him up every couple of hours. Speak to him, and if he responds to you, everything's fine. If you can't wake him up, or he vomits again, or has a nosebleed, bring him back here straight away.
Situation 6. You will hear a book review on the radio. This author's first book about rhinoceros poachers in Africa was not only greatly acclaimed by critics, but also sold an incredible number of copies. He followed this up with a book about the orangutan in the Far East, large apes with long arms and long orange-brown hair, which was also widely praised. Following in the same vein, he has now published a new book about lions in southern Asia. This book begins with a dramatic scene when his wife shoots a man-eating lion in the garden of a local club. This author's first book about rhinoceros poachers in Africa was not only greatly acclaimed by critics, but also sold an incredible number of copies. He followed this up with a book about the orangutan in the Far East, large apes with long arms and long orange-brown hair, which was also widely praised. Following in the same vein, he has now published a new book about lions in southern Asia. This book begins with a dramatic scene when his wife shoots a man-eating lion in the garden of a local club. Situation 7. You will hear a woman talk about astrology.
Well, I certainly didn't used to believe in it. In fact, I used to think it was all a load of rubbish designed to cheat gullible people of their money. And then, when my daughter was born, a friend of mine drew up a chart for her. I read her analysis so as not to offend her, and then I put it away in a drawer and didn't give it another thought, as you might expect. 3 or 4 years later, I was cleaning up and came across it again and read it out of curiosity. I was surprised to find how accurate it was. It described her character and personality absolutely perfectly. That's what got me interested in astrology. But I am under no illusions that it's a way of predicting the future, of course. No. I see it more as a way of describing people's potential and personality. Well, I certainly didn't used to believe in it. In fact, I used to think it was all a load of rubbish designed to cheat gullible people of their money. And then, when my daughter was born, a friend of mine drew up a chart for her. I read her analysis so as not to offend her, and then I put it away in a drawer and didn't give it another thought, as you might expect. 3 or 4 years later, I was cleaning up and came across it again and read it out of curiosity. I was surprised to find how accurate it was. It described her character and personality absolutely perfectly. That's what got me interested in astrology. But I am under no illusions that it's a way of predicting the future, of course. No. I see it more as a way of describing people's potential and personality.
Situation 8. You overhear a conversation at a party. What does the woman invite the man to do?
I'm sure you'd like it. It's such fun. We did Shakespeare's A Midsummer's Night Dream.
Ah, yes. Well, you see, that's more in my wife's line. She's a theatrically gifted one. I, myself, have no interest in that sort of thing. I'm more of a hands-on man myself. You know, a practical type, a bit of a handyman, you know, a spot of woodwork or pottering around in the garden in my spare time.
Then you're just the sort of person we need, Phil. Our stage manager has just moved to Glasgow and we need someone with practical ability to build sets for us.
You have to be joking. I haven't got any experience doing that sort of thing.
Yes, but you're good at practical things, so you could pick it up as you go along. I'm sure you'd like it. It's such fun. We did Shakespeare's A Midsummer's Night Dream.
Ah, yes. Well, you see, that's more in my wife's line. She's a theatrically gifted one. I, myself, have no interest in that sort of thing. I'm more of a hands-on man myself, you know, a practical type, a bit of a handyman, you know, a spot of woodwork or pottering around in the garden in my spare time.
Then you're just the sort of person we need, Phil. Our stage manager has just moved to Glasgow and we need someone with practical ability to build sets for us.
You have to be joking. I haven't got any experience doing that sort of thing.
Yes, but you're good at practical things, so you could pick it up as you go along.
That is the end of part one. Now turn to part two.